Welcome to Books in the Middle, a podcast just for middle school books. Ever feel like you're the last one to know something? You're the last one to understand what's really going on in a particular situation. Well, that's how Inej feels, as she is scrambling across the tops of roofs, trying to make sure that she is not going to watch her very, well, friend might be a strong word to use for Kaz. Kaz is the de facto leader of their group called the Dregs. And they are basically going to meet with Gels tonight to settle a territory dispute. But right before Inej went up to keep an eye on any of the guards that are patrolling the tops of the buildings, Kaz let her in on a little secret. Although it doesn't feel like a secret, it feels more like a, this is going to go really, really badly if I don't stop it, to Inej. And that is, he basically is telling her to look out for the guards that are up on the rooftop, because it sounds like he's expecting things to go sideways. The problem is, he didn't tell Inej just how sideways they might be going. And in the world of the Grisha, Inej knows anything can go. Like most of the buildings in Ketterdam, the exchange had a sharply gabled roof to keep off heavy rain. So the guards patrolled the rooftop via a narrow walkway that overlooked the courtyard. Inej ignored it. It was easier going, but would leave her too exposed. Instead, she scaled halfway up the slick roof tiles and started crawling, her body tilted at precarious angle, moving like a spider as she kept one eye on the guard's walkway and one ear on the conversation below. Maybe Gels was bluffing, or maybe two guards were hunched over the railing right now with Kaz or Jesper or Big Bollinger in their sights.
"Took some doing," Gels admitted. "We're a small operation right now, and city guards don't come cheap, but it'll be worth it for the prize."
"That being me."
"That being you."
"I'm flattered."
"The Dregs won't last a week without you."
"I'd give them a month on sheer momentum."
The thought rattled noisily around in Inej's head. If Kaz was gone, would I stay? Or would I skip out on my debt, take my chances with Pierre Haskell's enforcers? If she didn't move faster, she might well find out.
"Smug little slum rat," Gels laughed. "I can't wait to wipe that look off your face."
"So do it," Kaz said.
Inej risked a look down. His voice had changed, all humor gone.
"Should I have them pull a bullet in your good leg, Brecker?"
Where are the guards? Inej thought, picking up her pace. She raced across the steep pitch of the gable. The exchange stretched nearly the length of the city block. There was too much territory to cover.
"Stop talking, Gels. Tell them to shoot."
"Kaz," said Jesper nervously.
"Go on. Give them the order."
What game was Kaz playing? Had he expected this? Had he just assumed Inej would find her way to the guards in time? She glanced down again. Gels radiated anticipation. He took a deep breath, puffing out his chest. Inej's steps faltered, and she had to fight not to go sliding straight off the edge of the roof. "He's going to do it. I'm going to watch Kaz die."
"Fire!" Gels shouted.
A gunshot split the air. Six of Crows by Leigh Bardugo. This book is also available in large print from Thorndike Press.